between jobs, you might be innovative with your food like Visalia Stanley. And when you're low on cash, there are a couple of ways to shop for clothes, shoes, or anything else you may need. You could probably find some good deals online at FreeCycle or on Craigslist. You can also hit the secondhand stores. And here in San Francisco, you can go to the monthly Really, Really Free Market.
It's always more fun to share with everyone.
No coercion, no compulsion, just purely for the spirit of generosity.
Hey, Bert, would you share that half a cookie with me?
Sharing is hard sometimes for everyone, isn't it?
Instead of saying, what can I get, what can I give?
The Really, Really Free Market is a swap meet, but without the price tags. As part of our series on the sharing economy, KALW's Stephen Short takes us there in this piece from our archives.
If you like to socialize and get stuff for free, then the Really, Really Free Market may be for you. It's the last Saturday of each month at Dolores Park in San Francisco's Mission District, starting at noon.
Is it really for free or do we have to buy it?
No, everything here is free.
Do we have to water? I mean, how? Does it need water every day?
Well, it depends on how much sun it gets.
Vichuard and Calipi Biswas are from South San Jose. They've stumbled upon a man giving away little starter plants.
This is the first time we are seeing something like this happen, so we were really curious about it.
And it's an interesting experience, so yeah, so far we've been enjoying it.
Well, I heard you ask the man in surprise if this was actually free, and so this is a surprise to you.
Yeah, this is the first time we have seen a really free market, so yeah, that was definitely a nice surprise.
From a distance, the Really, Really Free Market might be mistaken for an exotic picnic. Blankets have been laid out in the shade in an orderly manner so that it's easy to walk among them. There's no food on the blankets, although one group is giving away chocolate chip cookies. Still, it is a potluck of goods. There's a pair of dark blue shorts draped on a wheeled suitcase. A colorful display of women's shoes fills most of another blanket, while the one next to it has computer keyboards. A man is offering chair massage. And as with any potluck, the offerings change depending on the time you arrive.
The Really, Really Free Market actually was started in the 1600s.
Frank Lindsay wasn't around back then, but he has been a regular at this market since it started in 2005.
In the 60s, in the Haight-Ashbury district, a similar thing was done as well. And then that died off as the 60s waned into the 70s, and this was a revitalization.
That's appropriate, since it was San Francisco's namesake, St. Francis of Assisi, who said, "For it is in giving that we receive." Philip Hayden is visiting from Ireland and thinks such a market would be shocking to people there.
Yes, to see that people readily are picking up items that are free. They just feel that they are entitled to it, and they feel that there's nothing wrong with it, that it's just a good way to be.
Frank Lindsay says Hayden has latched onto the most unique thing he can take away from here.
Giving. That's the one thing that I think is one of the neatest little things that is taught here, is that it's okay to give. It's really okay to give, and it feels good.
Lindsay was a family friend of Kirsten Bridham, the 25-year-old activist who started this free-for-all. In a sad irony, this woman who wanted people to give freely was robbed and murdered in September while on a bicycling trip. Her friends are continuing the Really, Really Free Market as a living memorial. Lauren Moody is another person who shares this spirit of giving. She brought some things to pass along, not expecting to find anything herself.
But it looks like you have found something here. You have something under your arm. What do you have there?
A pizza stone.
No. A pizza stone. And what did this cost you?
It was free. Maybe a smile. That's about it.
In Dolores Park in San Francisco, I'm Stephen Short for Cross Currents.